This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As many of you know, this is the biggest shopping season of the year. Black Friday, Cyber Monday. And this, to combat the commercialization of Thanksgiving, 7 years ago, a New York nonprofit created something they call Giving Tuesday. So people go and they spend all of this money on Friday, throughout the weekend, and then on Monday, and then they feel pretty bad about themselves, so they bought a whole bunch of stuff that they didn't need. And then Tuesday, they said, let's dedicate that to giving. Because Thanksgiving lost its meaning of gratitude. And Thanksgiving is a myth, by the way, but that's beyond the scope of this particular khutbah. But that's it. That whole story about Indians giving their land and showing, hey, come on, English people, let's show you how to live here. You can have all of our land. That's a myth. That's a myth. And for Muslims to buy into that, conscientious Americans don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving was promoted big time after Abraham Lincoln made it a holiday, a national holiday to unite the people. It became a real thing because the Protestants of this country were scared about the immigration of European Catholics and European Jews. And so they knew they couldn't affect them religiously. They said, let us put our authority over them culturally. And so many of us Muslims, we don't understand that buying into this whole tradition of Thanksgiving, and we're going to get together as a family, and we're going to eat turkey, the Beehive Turkey Hoagies, whatever they're doing these days. Now, we come, and we buy into this myth, and we show our inferiority culturally. Because that was what it was. It was they strong-armed the non-white Protestants to say, listen, you can come here, but you want to do it the way we do it. This is how we do it. This is what we celebrate, so everybody's going to do it. It's a cultural authority that they imposed. But that's beside the point. So, Giving Tuesday is this Tuesday coming up, December 3rd. And Facebook has announced that they will be matching donations to nonprofits on Giving Tuesday, which means that if you, for example, went on UMM's Facebook page, which you should do, inshallah, on Giving Tuesday, and you donate $100, Facebook is going to match that with another $100. So if we, for example, in theory, if we got donations, $10,000, $20,000, for example, Facebook is also going to match that with another $20,000, which greatly benefits us as a community. Many of you know, many of you have seen that we have a vision for 2020. Well, alhamdulillah, it's not a dream, it's a vision. And we had over 40 people commit themselves to empowering and engaging our youth and families and helping positive aging or aging with dignity. This is where we are. We're doing real things here, but we need your support. Everything, alhamdulillah, we have bodies. Now we need funds to make these programs a reality. So December for us here at the Masjid is a year-end fundraiser that we're having. There are envelopes. You'll be able to find them after the salah, inshallah. Please give more than you would normally give because we have to hit a goal in order to start 2020 right. All of your donations are tax deductible and all of those good things because we are a nonprofit, alhamdulillah. But again, give today, give on Cyber to the Giving Tuesday, go to our Facebook page and give throughout the month of December, so that we can hit our goal and start 2020 right. We're not just trying to engage the youth. We want to empower them. We have youth here, alhamdulillah. A lot of people go to different masjids and say, where's the youth? Where's the? No, they're there. You haven't given them a platform. So here we have, alhamdulillah, we have 6, 7 youth who come to the masjid frequently. Give them a platform. Let them reach out to the other youth, and they will be doing things, bi'idhnillah ta'ala, to help solidify this identity that we need to be holding on to here as Muslims in this country.